This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone number here at the station, if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, prime time to get on the air right now, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. You get on the air with CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas of Klaus Financial. If you want to learn more about Klaus Financial, they've got a great website, an updated website, by the way, Malia. I always notice that when you guys... I love seeing it. KlausFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Some great details there about Klaus Financial. There's separate divisions. You can also sign up from the website for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a great snapshot of what's been going on in the markets and a great opportunity for you to learn more about Klaus Financial. Again, just head on over to KlausFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Their telephone number, office right in Fitchburg at 608-442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary to you. As mentioned, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning. Guys, how are we doing this week?
Great. How are you, Sean?
Doing really well. CJ, Malia, how have you been? Do you update the website, or who does that?
I'm behind that. So we got to liven things up, and I think spring is springing soon. So we're all excited about that today.
Very excited. Fantastic weather, and we've got a great conversation ahead as well about the word guarantee. Guarantee spring will come. That's about it when it comes to those type of things. We'll talk about we love hearing it, and some of the things to be aware of, though, when you hear that word guarantee, what it means entirely, and get a great primer on that. Got a great opportunity as well. If you got a question for CJ and Malia, I'd love to get you on the air this morning, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Also, great opportunity on the program. Not only do you learn some great stuff, you have a chance to win some great prizes with the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. This week is no exception. Our friends from Klaus Financial have provided a $25 gift card to Cabela's. Tell you how you can win that a little bit later on in the program. Just a little tip. Typically, if you listen closely to the show, both the question and the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week come up during each week's program. Before we start talking about guarantee, let's take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question Week. Get the question and the answer there as well.
Yes. So one thing we hope is that everybody is guaranteed a retirement. And so last week's show, we talked about Social Security as one of the items. And the question of the week was, what is generally the earliest age you can begin collecting a Social Security benefit? Is it age 62 or age 65? Congratulations to our winner last week. Patty of Oregon was first to correctly answer that with the age 62. So listen carefully today for your chance to win.
Fantastic. Again, I got a chance to win a $25 gift card this week to Cabela's. So we're going to be talking about the word guaranteed, which, of course, we all love that word guarantee. But let's talk and discuss a little bit about what guarantees people can look for or expect in regards to money that we keep, for example, at the local bank. See that FDIC. What does that actually mean? And what exactly does that guarantee, CJ?
Yeah, so as a retirement planning firm, our job is to kind of help people construct a successful retirement in the future, and that includes a lot of things. It includes having an appropriate estate plan, being appropriately insured while you're young and have young children, and a mortgage. And it includes investments, of course, but often people will misassociate financial planners. Oh, those are people you go to manage your money. Well, they can be. I mean, Sean, you know, we have a money management division within Klaus Financial, but that's not really the core of what we're doing as a financial planning firm. We're looking at overall exposures and diversification and making sure that you can successfully get through any difficult times. You know, what's going on right now in Russia and Ukraine, it has a lot of people concerned about markets, and so suddenly diversification matters, and suddenly things like guaranteed bank accounts matter. And so what we're going to talk about today is not so much in the securities investment world, although we'll talk about that a little bit, but also just in like bank deposits, because for anybody who's worked with us, you know, we actually love our clients having some money in the bank for emergencies and vacations and whatnot. So truthfully, everyone wants the same thing. They want the greatest return and no risk, right? Give me 10% a year and no risk. And so everyone loves the word guarantee until they come to find out that guarantees typically come with extremely low rates of return. So we'll talk about that in a bit. But let's begin with FDIC. FDIC stands for Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. This is an independent agency of the United States government that protects you against the loss of your insured deposits if an FDIC-insured bank or savings association fails. FDIC insurance is backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. The FDIC was created in 1933 in response to the thousands of bank failures that occurred in the 1920s and early 1930s during the Great Depression. And since the start of the FDIC insurance on January 1st of 1934, no depositor has lost a single cent of insured funds because of a failure. Now hear what I said, a single cent of insured funds. So we're going to talk about what that insurance covers. So FDIC deposit insurance covers the depositors of a failed FDIC-insured depository institution dollar for dollar, principal plus any interest accrued or due to the depositor, through the date of default, but here's the key, up to $250,000. Now, this can be, we'll talk about this in a moment, it can be registration type, so a single account, a joint account, a trust account, it can be $250,000 per. You would need to talk to your bank to make sure that you're not over any of those limits. But prior to 2008, FDIC coverage was at $100,000 per depositor, but it was permanently changed to $250,000 in 2010. So this is key. One thing we would say is it would be the ultimate moment of, and pardon my language here, stupidity, be the ultimate moment of stupidity if you say, oh, I have all this money in the bank to be safe and secure, only to find out that you have $400,000 in an account that only insures you up to $250,000 and that bank fails and you lose $150,000. So FDIC insurance is great, but it can't cover every dollar unless you make sure it is FDIC covered by different account types or at different banking institutions. That's another way people will get FDIC insurance. So a couple things on this. Depositors do not need to apply for FDIC insurance. Coverage is automatic whenever a deposit account is opened at an FDIC-insured bank. I mentioned coverage limits. If you want your funds insured by the FDIC, simply make sure you're placing your funds in a deposit account at an FDIC-insured bank and that your deposit does not exceed the insurance limit for that ownership category. Again, you can technically have trust accounts, individual accounts, joint accounts. They would all go up to that $250,000 limit. But if you're concerned, if you have over $250,000 in any one bank, my comment would be sit down with a personal banker there and make sure all of those are covered over the over that $250,000 limit.
Really interesting stuff this morning. Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. If you've got a question, give us a call this morning, 877-235-1310. That's 877-235-1310. Learn more about Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great resource to learn more about CJ, Malia, and the team at Kloss Financial and how they can help you and their separate divisions at Kloss Financial. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. That's 442-5637. Some statistics, CJ, on the number of banks. I was surprised to see this.
I know. This is very interesting. So in 2020, there were 4,377 FDIC-insured commercial banks in the United States. However, that number has actually been on a decline since the year 2000, when there were over 8,300 registered FDIC-insured banks. So for anybody who lived through 2008 and 2009, bank closures was actually a really normal thing. It happened all throughout 08, 09, 10, 11. There were many, many banks, hundreds of banks that went out of business. And so people often will say, oh, you're too worried about FDIC insurance. Banks don't go out of business. And I go, whoa, it was not that long ago that we had hundreds of them going out of business. And by the way, the way this happens is pretty simple. They make too many bad loans, right? And then people default on those loans. They can't collateralize their homes or whatever was being collateralized and make ends meet. And so they go under. Now, FDIC comes swooping in to insure depositors up to 250, but you can imagine that doesn't cover every dollar. So this FDIC insurance coverage is a big deal, and you do want to make sure that if you're working with a bank, that you are working with a bank that is FDIC insured.
Great questions there. If you've got a question, love to get you on the air right now. 608-321-1310 or 877-235-1310. And Ralph joins us this morning. Ralph, welcome to the program. You're on the air with C.J. Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'd like to know how much coverage I have for a revocable trust that my wife and I are both trustees on, and we have three beneficiaries. How much coverage there is with FDIC?
Oh, great question. Ralph is really getting into the nitty-gritty here, folks. So, Ralph, thank you so much for the question. I'm going to give you my understanding of it, Ralph, but I am not an authority on this. So my comment would be you will want to talk to your bank on this. So our understanding would be that the revocable trust, it's $250,000 for each beneficiary of up to five of those beneficiaries per trust account. But I could be wrong on that. It could be $250,000 for the trust itself. So I would really, I'm not an expert in this nitty gritty. So I would go and talk to your bank and find out exactly how much of that trust account is insured. Now, Ralph, understand this is different than if that trust is invested in securities, right? Because that's a totally different ball of wax. There is no FDIC insurance there necessarily. That would just be the risk of the securities. But if you're talking money at an FDIC-insured deposit account, I would go ask that bank.
Great. Thank you so much.
Great question, Ralph. Thank you for the call. And that clears open a line. If you've got a question for C.J. Kloss and Malia Cuevas, love to hear from you this morning. 608-321-1310 or 877-235-1310. Maybe you're a credit union person. I know a guy like that. You're saying, what about us? We'll get the details from C.J. and Malia in just a moment and take your call. Don't forget, in the meantime, check out the website, KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. And their telephone number at the office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia and take your call next as Money in Motion continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
608-321-1310 or 877-235-1310 gets you on the air with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, C.J. Kloss and Malia Cuevas. You can learn more about Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. That's 442-5637. Talking about one of all of our, I think pretty universally favorite words, guarantee. What it means, depending on the application of that word guarantee. We talked about banks before the break. What about for folks that have their money in a credit union? Are the guarantees there, Malia?
Yes. So similar to what CJ said, many of them do offer a guarantee. And many of our clients do utilize a credit union because they find them, quite honestly, sometimes less expensive on their fees. Sometimes they would argue they're actually more friendly in there at the credit unions. I don't know really to understand that, because they started off as community centers for different types of usually the organizations are surrounded by a particular business, but now most credit unions are open to the public. But many people do like to quote bank there. And so similar again to FDIC, there's what's known as the National Credit Union Share Insurance Fund, kind of a mouthful. And that's a federal fund that was created by Congress in 1970. And so what it does here, similar to the FDIC, is it insures members of credit unions administered by, which is the National Credit Union Administration. So similar, again, it provides members with at least $250,000 of insurance, again, backed by the full faith and credit of the United States. And similar, again, they've never lost a penny on insured funds. So again, you need to ask your credit union, are you a member? Usually they'll have the official sign, NCUSIF or NCUA. And to find out really if yours is covered, you can always go to ncua.gov and check and make sure it is. Again, limit applies per depositor, per insured credit union for each ownership category of $250,000. So you want to make sure that you understand that similar to what CJ said, that the funds that are covered, similar to a bank, includes your cash investments, but does not include investments such as stocks, bonds, mutual funds, life insurance policies, or annuities. So you want to make sure you understand what, excuse me, what the actual guarantee is. And then finally, again, what we found when we did our research is that there are over 5,000 federal insured credit unions in the United States. And of those 5,000, there's over 120 million members of those credit unions. So definitely do your research. We want to make sure that, you know, the money you have stored away in all your different compartments, that you understand the risk involved and certainly the guarantees involved. Hence the timeliness of the show, I think, because as we're, you know, watching the world unfold, people get a little nervous sometimes. We want to make sure we understand what we have and know what, when we can ask for that guarantee.
You're right. A very timely program this week, as always. Don't forget, if you missed part of today's program or you want to listen back to a previous show's podcast, you can always head on over to KlaasFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. There you can listen back to the podcast. You can also subscribe to the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Nice little snapshot of what's been going on in the markets in the previous week, as well as a link to the most recent podcast. Again, that available to you to subscribe to right at KlaasFinancial.com. Telephone number 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the number 608-442-5637. So, CJ, I heard Malia mention investments. What about investments and guarantees? Are there any available for your retirement accounts or after-tax accounts? Any guarantees there?
Yeah, good question. So the investment frontier is a little bit different than bank accounts. I mean, when you think of, hey, I'm going to put my money in a bank account, it's for, they call them depositor accounts because it's meant to just be a place where you deposit and hold your money for shorter term purposes, emergencies, buying a home, whatever it might be. The investment frontier is meant to be where you take on risk, and risk is defined by a lot of factors, but one of them being the potential for loss, right? So this, by the way, not everybody gets this. So sometimes they put their money in investments, it goes down, and then they go, "Who do I sue?" right? And it's like, "Oh, that's not really the way this works." But there is a type of insurance that covers investments, but it's a little bit different. So it's called SIPC, or S-I-P-C, so let's talk about that. Most people have seen these signs on like a financial institution where it says SIPC, which stands for Securities Investor Protection Corporation. This came into being in the late 1960s because of very high trading volume that was accompanied by steep declines of stock prices. During that time, there were many broker-dealers that had merged or went out of business, and they couldn't meet the obligations to their customers and ended up going bankrupt. Hence, this SIPC was created to build public confidence in the U.S. securities markets and just to, you know, make sure that people felt safe investing in the market. As a result of those extreme times, again, Congress passed the Securities Investors Protection Act of 1970 with the purpose to protect customers against certain types of losses resulting from broker-dealer failures. Bottom line, if your brokerage firm goes out of business and is a member of the SIPC, then your cash and securities held by the brokerage firm may be protected up to $500,000 per account per brokerage firm, with up to $250,000 of which can be held in cash. And that's where that SIPC insurance covers most types of securities, stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. And then depending upon the type of institution you're working with, FDIC can also cover, again, cash if it's SIP or if it's FIDC. If it's FDIC covered. So an example of this. A lot of times people go, well, this is a little confusing. I've got securities. You're saying they're covered, but not due to risk. What really is an example of this? Well, an example of this would be seen in what happened in the Bernie Madoff situation not too many years ago. As of the end of 2020, the trustee for the Bernie Madoff investment securities liquidation had recovered $14.4 billion for investors and distributed nearly $13.9 billion to investors. So that's key, right? That was a brokerage firm, a failure, and it was fraud by Bernie Madoff. And so that SIPC insurance came in and has recovered some of those dollars for the investors. However, SIPC does not protect you against a loss caused by a decline in the market value of your securities. This is critical. So you are taking on risk when you go into the markets, whether it be the stock market, the bond market, real estate, whatever it might be. So you do kind of have to, in your brain, draw a line in the sand and say, hey, when I put money in my NCUA credit union account, then I've got protection there. When I put money in my FDIC-insured bank, then I've got protection there. But once I hop over the line and start getting into stocks and bonds, I am taking on risk that could cause losses. This is the reason why people like us say you must have time on your side when you are going to invest in stocks and bonds. Because if you give them time, you can get returns above and beyond cash. But if you don't have time, you may not want to invest in something with principal risk.
Really good information this morning, as always, from our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. We'll talk about annuities. You probably, as we've been talking this morning, go, what about annuities? We'll get the answers on that, because I've been asking that question mentally a bit this morning as well. So we'll get some answers from CJ and Malia in the next segment. Don't forget as well, we'll do the Kloss Quiz Question Week, a chance to win a $25 gift card to Cabela's. We'll tell you all about that coming up next. In the meantime, check out the website KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with CJ, Malia, and you next as Money in Motion continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. The website, KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the telephone number, 608-442-5637. Want to hold on to that telephone number as well. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we'll be doing the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Chance to win a $25 gift card to Cabela's. Before we get to that, though, important thing here is hear of, you know, things like insurance products like annuities being guaranteed. So what should we think of that, or should we be considering having those as a source of a guarantee?
Yeah, it's a great question. And, you know, this is certainly the climate where a lot of people are hearing, like, you know, just move your money to an annuity and you don't have to worry and you have this guarantee. And it sounds really good on paper, except when we unravel some of this, find out what's really behind the annuity, many times it's not what you think, because you truly don't understand what you're putting your money into in many cases. So just a disclaimer, our firm is insurance licensed. However, we do not offer annuities to our clients, but we do help them manage the ones they've purchased in their previous portions of their life. So we do understand how they operate. So to be clear, insurance products such as annuities, and we have devoted entire shows on that subject, are actually not investments, but they're really long-term policy contracts between you and an insurance company. So now, does the insurance company take your money and go out and invest it in the real market? They absolutely do. What they are doing for you, however, is giving you a contract that says, we're going to provide guaranteed income over a specified time. And so that's where the word guarantee comes in from an insurance company. But you need to really understand the product that you're considering. And so we'll talk to people and they'll say, well, they didn't charge me anything. I just put in $100,000 and they didn't charge me anything. Well, you have to understand the way in which the charge happens is that they create a long surrender period, meaning that if you were to take out any money sooner than the surrender period allows for, you're going to actually pay a substantial charge, a penalty, and higher internal charges. So case in point, recently came across this gentleman who's 78, and someone had just sold him a $300,000 annuity with a 20-year surrender, which means he really can't touch hardly any of his money for the next 20 years, and he's 78 years old. So this, I would say, is highway robbery, because the person didn't understand what they were buying into. Now, if you understand what you're going to get from it and understand that the return is, you know, after those internal fees have come out and so forth, if you understand it completely and you're comfortable with it and you like that, quote, guarantee as kind of what we would call a mini pension, perhaps, it could make sense. But we want you to understand that the insurance company is ultimately charging for every dollar they're guaranteeing, and you want to make sure that makes sense in your particular situation. So be wary, ask lots of questions, and make sure it makes sense for you.
Really important stuff there. Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, if you missed part of today's program, you can always listen back at KlossFinancial.com. Also, while you're there, you can submit an email to be answered in our Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. We've had some great ones the past few weeks. Definitely keep that up. Just head on over to KlossFinancial.com. Submit that there. Also, while you're there, sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Kloss Financial's telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. You're going to want to hold that telephone number now as well, because it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Cabela's. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. In 2022, how much coverage does FDIC provide per account per investor at your local bank, which is covered by FDIC? Is it $100,000 or $250,000? Telephone number 608-442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win the $25 gift card to Cabela's. And again, don't forget as well, that's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. One more time, the number 442-5637 and the website KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. CJ Malia, it is always great hanging out with you guys. Enjoy the day.
Thanks, Sean.
Take care. News is next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.